Yeah. back. That was Robin Dance. And once again, we would like to say Nyawakowa to our three guests who came in tonight and shared a whole wealth of information and words of encouragement to all of our second language speakers and to all of those who are continuing with the revitalization movement happening in our world today. And so it's said that there are over 6,000 languages in the world, and we lose one every 2 weeks. Hundreds will be lost within the next generation, and by the end of this century, half of the world's languages will have vanished. And so when we had started the program, we asked that question, what do we lose when a language dies, and what does it take to save a language? That question was posed by the PBS program Language Matters, and listening tonight to our three speakers, we can really see that there's a lot of this passion, there's a lot of this connection that's rooted back into our language, and we can see that there was this attempt to try to break that chain within our world, as we had discussed last week with the Yagwahwadzira Daje group as well. And so seeing that there was this attempt at erasing our languages in our world, but the resiliency of it, the resiliency of our people and the resiliency of all of our elders and grandparents who maintained, even in the face of all of that colonization and all of the oppression that had happened to us, still today, we can hear our children speak in their languages, we can hear our songs, we can still see our ceremonies being practiced. And so the strength that lies within our language is also the strength that lies within our people. So always keeping that in mind for all of our listeners out there that are looking at wanting to regain their understanding of Ganyetgeha, and also that further understanding beyond just the language, because we can see that that's one step forward. It's one step forward in regaining ourselves and who we are. Because as we said at the beginning, each language is a vision of the world. And every language that is lost is a loss of a fragment of that vision. And so regaining that vision of who we are as Ganyetgehaga in the 21st century, it's really key and it's really important. Because as we're beginning to look forward to the next seven generations, that's going to be a key part of it. And so I want to say Nyawako again to all of you who listened in tonight. And just to keep in mind that this is a limited 10-part series, and this was episode 2. Next week, we're going to be continuing on, and we hope that you join us in this continued conversation around language, around our history, culture, and the different issues that are impacting the Haudenosaunee world. So once again, Nyawako for listening in, and we'll see you all next week. Onigawahi.